But before we do, you've been hearing a lot about school choice, vouchers. You've been hearing about parochial schools, private schools, other types of schools. Do you know the history of this? Tim Scott brought it up, and everybody was very excited that he brought it up. The President of the United States embraces this. I've discussed this with the president myself. This was a brutal legal battle, slugged out from state courtrooms all the way up repeatedly to the United States Supreme Court over a period of 30 years that paved the way for school choice. A brutal battle fought in state courtrooms, fought in state Supreme Courts, and then fought in the United States Supreme Court. How do I know? Because among others, Landmark Legal Foundation and its president, Pete Hutchison, were involved in virtually every single one of those court battles. Here's an example. This is from the New York Times, June 11, 1998. In the most significant legal decision yet on the growing use of school vouchers, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled yesterday that the city of Milwaukee could spend taxpayer money to send pupils to parochial or other religious schools. In other words, the money vouchers would follow the student. And Landmark was representing a Democrat representative in Milwaukee in a poor neighborhood, Polly Williams, and among others, defending the school choice program in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Voting 4-2 to overturn a lower court ruling, the state's high court said the Milwaukee Parental Choice Program did not violate Wisconsin's existing ban on spending state money for religious seminaries or the First Amendment separation of church and state. The court said the program has a secular purpose and will not have the primary effect of advancing religion. Civil libertarians, upset at what they considered a radical departure in court interpretation of the First Amendment, and teachers' unions, lamenting the ruling as a blow to public schools, vowed on appeal to the United States Supreme Court. Some legal scholars said the decision could form the basis of a test case for the Supreme Court on the extent to which government can support parental choice in using public money to buy a religious school education. Despite the way the propagandists at the New York Times wrote this, it's not about buying a religious education. It's about giving poor kids opportunities. The Wisconsin court said the U.S. Supreme Court decisions made clear that the Constitution was not violated every time money previously in the possession of a state is conveyed to a religious institution. And by the rules of the Milwaukee Parental School Choice Program, begun in 1990, the first of the country's voucher programs, families below a certain income level can send their children to the school of their choice, public or private, kindergarten through 12th grade, with the tuition paid by the state government. About 1,500, and it goes on in detail. Four other states, Ohio, Arizona, Vermont, Maine, have cases similar to Milwaukee's pending in their state courts. So this was the canary in the coal mine. This was the biggie. The Milwaukee Parental Choice Program. This was the big one. So Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and basically an atheist organization, left-wing religious organizations lined up against it. The AFT and the NEA lined up against it. The ACLU, the NAACP, lined up against it. And we won. Landmark Legal Foundation, Institute for Justice, we won. David beat Goliath. It was a 68-page ruling by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So it was appealed to the United States Supreme Court. And it was a brutal battle. Brutal. November 9, 1988, 22 years ago, as explained School Reform News, the Heartland Foundation. The United States Supreme Court rejected arguments from one of the most powerful special interest alliances ever assembled in court, the National Education Association, the American Civil Liberties Union, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, People for the American Way, National School Boards Association, other organizations, which argue the Milwaukee School Choice Program violates the Establishment Clause of the Constitution's First Amendment. As it was revised 3 years ago, and that would have been 2001, when it was expanded to include religious schools and up to 15% of the city's 105,000 students, the Milwaukee Parental School Program provides a voucher of up to $5,000 directly to the student, whose parents then select one of the city's 84 private or religious schools where the voucher can be used for tuition. 6,100 low-income children that year enrolled in the program out of an eligible population of 15,000. Pete Hutchison, general counsel then, now the president of Landmark Legal Foundation. I'm so proud of him and the group. The court's decision today removes the last hurdle for Milwaukee's most disadvantaged children to reach the lifeline of a quality education. This is a victory for countless low-income Americans who are frustrated and ill-served by the giant public school monopoly, he said. Landmark has successfully defended the Milwaukee Parental School Program since 1990, when it was first approved by the GOP-led legislature after being championed by Wisconsin State Representative Annette Polly Williams, State Senator Gary George, and Governor Tommy Thompson. And after a prolonged court battle, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled in June that the program did not violate the Constitution. And then the United States Supreme Court refused to take it up. We were also involved in the Cleveland case, which did go up to the Supreme Court, and in 2002 was upheld by the Supreme Court, and Landmark helped build the foundational constitutional arguments for all these cases so that thousands and thousands of low-income children would have an opportunity to go to schools other than the government facility down the street. The amount of brain power, the amount of hours, the time and the resources spent fighting to allow school choice in this country for over a decade was massive, significant. And I could not be prouder of Landmark Legal and other legal groups that did that. So when I heard Tim Scott mention it, saying that he has championed school choice, I can tell you that I never heard from Tim Scott during any of that period, and maybe it's because he was too young. I don't know his age. I've invited Tim Scott on my TV shows and my radio show multiple times in the past, and he has refused to come on. Sometimes they don't even answer us. The only time he asked to come on through his staff was when he had a book out, and I said no. So I thought Tim Scott gave a beautiful speech. And I think he is a remarkable man for what he went through and what he's become. But I will say this, Senator Scott, if you truly believe in school choice, at least every now and then a little tip of the hat to the individuals who made it happen. It didn't happen when you were in the House. It didn't happen when you were in the Senate. That road was built through blood, sweat, and tears by very small, underfinanced legal foundations, including mine. And I couldn't be prouder of them. And maybe one of these days you can come on the program and we can both talk about it. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.